who are still here and some who have not yet testified. I'm not sure which item you're here for, if you haven't testified yet or if you're just here to watch.
I'm going to testify on the rape.
I said who hasn't testified on anything yet?
Well, we have some people here from on the procurements, Commissioner. They were the next in the queue.
So should we do those before we break for lunch so that the community members...
Well, we have staff here. If we could do the procurements, 442, all right. 443,
we'll start,
444.
Yeah, let's read 442, 443, and 444 together, please, because it's the same people testifying, and then we'll vote on them separately, if that's all right.
Okay. 442, accept bid of Moore Excavation, Inc. for the Mount Scott Arleta Sewer Rehabilitation Project for $2,097,621. And 443, accept bid of Stellar J Corporation for the Airport Way 1 Pump Station Improvements and AW03 Force Main Repair Project for $1,636,000. And 444, accept bid of Twin Oaks Construction and Metalworks for the Forest Park Trail Bridges Replacement Project for $661,200.
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning,
Good
Mayor.
Afternoon, actually. Sorry.
Commissioners, I'll just take each item.
Please.
Okay. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Moore Excavation. The engineer's estimate on this project was $1,910,000 with a high confidence level. On March 7, 2017, 6 bids were received, and Moore Excavation is the low bidder at $2,097,621. Specific materials were and additional quantities were added to this bid after the engineer's estimate was complete. Therefore, the bids came in higher. The Bureau of Environmental Services has reviewed the bid items and accepts the proposed pricing as good. The city put forward an aspirational goal for DMW ESB subcontractor and supplier utilization at 20% of the hard construction costs for this project. Moore Excavation identified 4 divisions of work for DMW ESB opportunities with participation at 9.1% or $190,300, with work being performed in trucking, concrete cutting, traffic control, and landscaping. I will turn this back over to council if there's any questions.
Any questions on 442? Very good.
443.
Any question? Go ahead. Sorry.
443.
That's Stellar J.
Okay.
I will have a question on this, so if you could do the presentation.
Okay.
I'll come back here.
You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Stellar J Corporation. The engineer's estimate on this project was $2,374,000 with a high confidence level. On February 9, 2017, 7 bids were received, and Stellar J Corp. is the low bidder at $1,636,000, which is 31% under the engineer's estimate. The Bureau of Environmental Services has reviewed the bid items and accepts the proposed pricing as good. The city put forward an aspirational goal for DMWSB subcontractor and supplier utilization at 20% of the hard construction costs for this project. Stellar J identified 3 divisions of work for DMWSB opportunities with participation at 3.8% or $62,660, with work being performed in dump trucking, saw cutting, and coatings and waterproofing. I'll turn this back over to council.
Yes, Mayor, colleagues. Christine, the last time we had a bid here from Stellar J, I raised some concerns about the numbers.
Kristen. Kristen, can you get those documents, please?
No, sir. You're not invited up yet. Just hold on one sec. And so we ended up there was a meeting that was held with the company that does good work. And out of that conversation, I learned a couple of things that I want to just get your feedback on. The first is that whereas in Oregon we have these we use an aspirational goal, they do contracting in Washington that has a hard goal. So we say there's an aspirational goal of 20%, and then we look to see whether. So this is very disruptive, Mayor. Can we hold one second?
I'm sorry, Commissioner. Go ahead.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Sorry.
Carla, go ahead.
People are asking for taking that now.
We're taking that at two.
We'll take 441 at 2 o'clock.
So, at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. So,
will Amanda Friends allow me to speak then before interrupting?
Continue,
assault?
Commissioner.
So please. So let me just go back. Let me just start again, because this is an important conversation. And I'm not singling out Stellar J as a bidder. I'm responding to some concerns that the council has raised previously around these kinds of contracts. So at the last time we had a similar hearing, I raised some concerns about why the numbers were so low. We've had some follow-up conversations with the contractor, and I've learned a couple things, Mayor. Number one is that they've had more success in the state of Washington. And in part, it's because unlike our rules, which set aspirational goals and then require good faith efforts, meaning you got to document that you reached out to a universe and you gave people a chance. In Washington, there are hard numbers. And we're in the same circuit, by the way. We're all in the Ninth Circuit. So to the extent people are balancing what the law allows you to do to address disparities, in Washington, they go with hard numbers. Number two is another piece of feedback we got from the company was that if it's just low bid, we're not likely to get the same results that we would if we went with alternative procurement, alternative contracting. And so I raise this in this setting because I think it's a conversation that we can have more globally, because we are all committed to providing more opportunity for people, particularly off the big infrastructure projects. And Christine, I wanted to give you a moment just to give us some feedback on those two points, the difference between Oregon and Washington law, and also whether the current way we go about contracting with low bid is the most effective way to get to our goals, or whether we should be more aggressive using alternative contracting.
So thank you, Commissioner. I'll address the first one. I am not familiar with the whole state of Washington having hard goals. I do understand that the DOT projects have hard goals, just like in Oregon. So those are federally funded, federal highway, and those are hard goals. My understanding is based upon our last disparity study in which you led, the outcome out of that was that the city has programs with aspirational goals. I think we would, if we wanted to switch to hard goals, we would probably need to check back in to see if we need to do a new disparity study with updated data, and whether we as a local entity can do hard goals as opposed to the aspirational goals. So that's a conversation with the city attorney's office.
I think the mayor has indicated some desire at some point to do an update to the disparity study. Mm-hmm. Is it your understanding that federal law is different than state law in this regard, and that federal law, in effect, allows for hard goals and therefore gives the legal teams less anxiety than when we look at applying state law? Because I know that the test is always, can we defend our position?
I think the law is probably similar. I think it just depends on our disparity study and what the data is showing.
Data shows.
And so if we're to do an updated disparity study and then we were choosing to take that data and put that into hard goals, you know, that could be a direction that the city could have.
So I have some recollection of that disparity study, which at the end of the day kind of pleased no one, but it was what an independent consultant delivered. And so I think, colleagues, there's two questions there, three questions. One, should we update our disparity study? Two, how much flexibility do we have to move from aspirational goals to harder goals? And number three, what's the legal risk of doing that? And the legal risk is a function of who's on the Supreme Court, what disparities have been documented locally, and how far we're willing to go in order to promote opportunity, knowing there's a legal risk. And the legal risk, just simply stated for my new colleagues, is you can get sued for having hard goals that someone disagrees with under the current standard the Supreme Court has set forth. So that's one piece. Mm-hmm. And the second piece, Christine, is what about moving to alternative kinds of contracting as a way of boosting our numbers?
Well, Commissioner, I think I personally believe that alternative contracting here at the city can help us achieve all of our goals. It can help us achieve our minority and women goals, can help us achieve our sustainability objectives. I think there's a fine line on which types of projects should have an alternative procurement method or an alternative delivery method, and which types of projects should not. There are, I believe 14 findings that have to be substantiated by state law. We have to bring those to City Council, and you need to approve that. So the alternative delivery process can take longer, and so I think that it puts the operating bureaus in my office in kind of a pinch on, you know, are we going to take longer to do that type of process in which we can do a best value approach, or are we going to do low bids because we're trying to get projects done? And so that's a continuing conversation about where's that line to use different delivery methods.
And fair enough. And in some of these infrastructure projects involving the utilities, there is a time sensitivity to make sure that the pump doesn't fail, or and that may be different than building out a park where there's more flexibility. But it does seem to me, I'll use the Parks Bureau as an example, they have effectively harnessed alternative contracting to get better numbers and more community participation. And since we are planning, and with the mayor's proposed budget, even planning to do more infrastructure through the utilities, Mayor and colleagues, I think it's time to have this hard conversation, or else we're going to constantly come back to having numbers that we think are below what our goals are. Commissioner?
I appreciate you highlighting this, and I would suggest maybe a work session to delve into it. It's kind of ironic. The next presentation we're going to have is 444, which is a Parks Bureau project, and the numbers are really not all that great. There is a reason for that, but I think it's obviously a very complex issue, which I know Chief Procurement Officer Moody has been struggling with as long as I've been on the council, and I think it's possibly one of the areas where we need most coordination between all the council offices to make a dent in the contracting.
Well, can
numbers.
I make a suggestion off of that? Because Mayor, in your budget, you've proposed some realignment at the city level and how we do oversight of our minority contracting generally. We have this ongoing question about how to best maximize the opportunity in these contracts. And as Commissioner Fritz reminds us, each bureau has its own set of unique challenges, and there's some challenges in the marketplace as well. I'm going to recommend that we adopt the reports before us, because everyone is played by the rules, and that's why I didn't want to get too hung up on singling out one particular business. I've used Stellar J Corporation as a test case to better understand where we're at. I'm not singling them out. And this work is work that has to be done, and everyone is played by the rules. But I would welcome a chance to do a work session and a bigger dive, because we're not getting the numbers the council wants. And it's through no fault of our outstanding procurement division. We may want to think about changing the way we do some of this contracting. So that's my point.
Commissioner, can I speak really quickly? I have been actually leading an effort to establish some criteria for construction projects, in particular on using alternative delivery methods. So I have been working with Chief Engineer Teresa Elliott and some other people within BES and transportation to kind of come up with a criteria in which the Bureau project managers, along with our office, can look at different projects and the delivery method and see if we can come up with a different outcome.
Well, you're going to have my full support on that, assuming good. I continue to have the honor of leading the utilities. I think you have the council's full support, and we'll drill down on the utilities, but I think there's some broader lessons and a broader conversation. I hope maybe this summer we could address that, Mayor, through a work session.
Sounds great. Love to do that. Good.
Shall we go to 444?
Please.
444.
I have stuff coming up for this also.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome, and thank you for your patience.
It's like your estimate of getting done at one was spot on.
Thank you. Hello, Mayor Wheeler and members of council. My name is Lauren McGuire, and I'm the Development Program Manager of Portland Parks, and with me is Jill Hutchinson, who's the project manager for this particular project. We're here today to accept the bid from Twin Oaks Construction for the Forest Park Trail Bridges in the amount of $661,200. And we want to tell you a little bit about the project itself. This project is part of the 2014 bond program that was passed by our voters for as part of the $68 million bond. And that bond is addressing critical needs that we have in our parks, in particular with seven repair priority areas, including our failing playgrounds and pools and trails and bridges, as you know, facilities to protect workers, Pioneer Courthouse Square, accessibility issues, restrooms, and other urgent safety needs. This particular project falls into the trails and bridges category, and it aims to preserve access to our natural areas and open spaces by repairing our deteriorating trails and bridges. Forest Park stretches over 7 miles of northwest Portland along the eastern slope of the Tualatin Mountains. The park includes 5,100 wooded acres, and Portland Parks maintains more than 70 miles of trails and many bridges within the park. The project will replace 4 wooden bridges within the park. One bridge is on the Wildwood Trail between Cornell Road and the Lower McClay Trail. In a 2015 structural analysis, the bridge was found to be failing and structurally deficient. Likewise, in that same study, the 2 bridges on the Lower McClay Trail between Lower McClay Trailhead and the Wildwood Trail were found to be in need of replacement as well. We also have a bridge on the Maple Trail between Koenig Trail and Fire Lane 4, which actually failed in 2012, and the Maple Trail has been closed to the public ever since. All these projects are totally funded by the 2014 bond. The new bridges were designed with durability, longevity, ease of maintainability, and the natural aesthetic of Forest Park in mind. The bridge structures will be constructed of weathering steel and fiberglass reinforced plastic decking and Alaska yellow cedar handrails. The timeline for the project is as follows. We've already gone through the design and construction drawing phase, obviously. ESA Vigil Agrimis helped us with that in fieldwork design and Grumman Engineering. We've talked with the Forest Park and Linton Neighborhood Associations, the Forest Park Conservancy, and other stakeholder groups in the public outreach process. We also had drawings approved through the site development permit process, and the project has been through environmental land use review. And now we're here to request approval of the bid. The project construction is anticipated to begin this summer and hopefully completed this year as well. Some other projects that we have in the works on the...
Actually, I'm just going to ask you to skip those. We'll do those later, just due to the hour. Thank you.
Sure. So these are the projects that we have in upcoming in construction. And so Christine will now talk to you about the bid itself.
Okay. So what you have before you is a procurement report recommending a contract award to Twin Oaks Construction Metalworks. The engineer's estimate on this project was $640,000 with a confidence level of moderate. On March 16, 2017, one bid was received. Twin Oaks is the low bidder at $661,221. Portland Parks and Recreation has determined that the proposed pricing is good due to the nature of the project. Very few contractors have experience working in remote areas with access constraints, as is required on this project. Twin Oaks identified one division of work for DMW ESB subcontracting opportunities with participation at 1.27% or $8,000, with work being performed in tree cutting.
Great. Any further questions before we go to public testimony? Any public testimony?
No one signed
Call
up on
roll,
any
please.
Of these.
Mayor, I move the procurement report on 442.
Second.
Thank you. Moved second. Call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Mayor, I move the procurement report on 443.
I didn't get to say that 442 has been adopted. 442. The procurement report is accepted. Commissioner Fish moves. Fritz seconds. 443. Call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report is accepted.
Mayor, I move the procurement report on 444, and I also compliment the team that just presented on that.
Thank you very much, everybody. Second.
Moved and seconded and complimented. Call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The procurement report is accepted. Commissioner Fish has a request, and I'd